talk live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We're launching into hour number two of the show, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You know, maybe the week before that, we had a young gentleman call the show, Mark, with a question we get a lot from our younger listeners on Free Talk Live. I mean, not every few weeks or anything like that, but a couple times a year we'll get this one. And it was a question about college and whether or not he should go. He's getting up into that age, senior year in high school, time to start really being serious about thinking about such things. And it's a good question, and one that I think that, what was it, the answer that we pretty much came to, Mark, was basically that if someone's paying for it, you might as well, but if you're going to have to pay for it, think real hard about that. Think real hard about that decision, because for most people, it just, I don't think it works out for them. If they're paying for their own college, I just don't think... The debt load is so tremendous.
I don't think, right, when you say it doesn't work out for them, I think many of them would interpret that as you speaking for them. And let's, you know, when you make it, you have to make it clear what you mean. I mean that the vast majority of people that get a degree are not working in the field that they got a degree in. Did they learn some things while they were in college? Yes. Sure they did.
Right.
Could they have learned those things likely when they were, out doing their own thing? Yeah, likely.
On-the-job training, et cetera.
A great deal of the stuff that they learned in college is probably outdated at this point and, therefore pointless stuff to have learned. Some careers obviously require college. Engineers are a great example. Lawyers, doctors. Those kind of things.
People aren't going to college for those things.
Most people aren't. And, most of the degrees that people get, they don't use. And then they walk away with some debt load and a job that they probably could have gotten, at a pay scale they probably could have gotten without the schooling.
So
That's how I feel.
I've actually got some numbers here at this point, an interesting story about the issue of college. And this story is calling it a hoax. So we'll get to that, but first we go to your phone calls and talk to Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Hello, Pat. Pat in Michigan. Going once?
Hello.
Pat, hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Pat?
Well, I'm just responding to Mark's comment on my Facebook wall. I started a Facebook group called Protest Fiat Money. And the idea behind the group is for people, liberty-minded individuals, to write down, to protest on their money, to write down to fire Bernanke on their $10 bills or $50 bills or whatever, and as an inexpensive means to protest.
Fire Bernanke. How many Americans do you think know who Bernanke is?
Oh, I think a lot of them do.
I know about that.
Here's the question, though. I mean, if you fire Bernanke, you're just going to get the next guy who comes along. Would Greenspan be better to replace him with?
Well, that's not the only thing. I mean, I think it's up to the individual to write whatever he or she wants to write.
There you go.
I think that's the
Write a dissertation on the back about why the Federal Reserve is bad. I can see that.
Sounds like a time-consuming activity.
Well, it beats writing Fire Bernanke and then getting the next, stooge in there.
I'm all in favor of putting messages on dollar bills, but it would make more sense if you had a stamp or something like that, something you could just stamp on.
Yeah, I mean, I was just throwing it out there. I wasn't saying that that's the only thing you can, write on it or whatever.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a good idea.
I think writing a little a paragraph as to why the Federal Reserve is a bad
thing. On every single dollar you have or just on $1? I mean, how much time are you going to invest in this?
I mean, the dollar is going to get read more than your blog.
Yep.
That may be true. But it seems to be pretty time consuming. If you got a lot of dollars, that's a lot of writing you have to do. Why not make a stamp?
I mean, if you write it on two, you've done more. To me, you've done more than likely. And you don't have to write the same thing. You can write different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, likely most blogs I see out there get just a trickle of people that see them. However, that dollar is going to pass hand to hand to hand. And I think
it may. I'm not sure. Another question might be how quickly will it be taken out of circulation? I mean, there's this possibility if you cover up too much of the face of the dollar.
Don't do it on the face.
both faces. You cover up
the back. The back doesn't have information like the serial numbers and all that other stuff.
That's true. That's a good point. I don't know. I just wonder what the bank's policies are as far as taking dollars out of circulation. If a dollar is too mutilated, then the bank will pull it from circulation, and I think they send it back to the Federal Reserve. I'm not sure who exactly they what the process is that they do with it, but clearly, if you send in a dollar that's been cut up or just completely destroyed in some way, they're going to, even if they take it from you, they're going to turn it in. So there's probably some sort of a line in which you don't want to cross. And I think that having a small stamp with, you know, maybe a thought-provoking question and a website might be something that makes sense. But a whole dissertation, I really question how long that one will float around out there.
The thing with the website is, I mean, that may sound kind of cheap, like you're trying to promote something that, mm-hmm. you know, that serves your self-interest. Whereas if you were to write, you know, just freedom in small letters on the back of, you know, a $1 bill, you know, how many people would see that and kind of be inspired by it?
I don't know.
I think freedom means a bunch of different things. It means something different to everybody.
All of the freedom fighters in the world have been usually fighting to free themselves from one tyrant and then become their own tyrant over other people. So freedom can mean a lot of things. I'm not trying to shoot down every single idea you have here.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I like the idea of writing a paragraph on why the Federal Reserve stinks, and I do feel like somebody putting some crazy rant on the back of a dollar, I'm going to read that thing.
Sure, it's going to get read.
Even if it's incoherent, words that don't even make any sense, I want to see what somebody took the time to handwrite on the back of a dollar, especially if they've got good penmanship that they can write on there.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just telling you, I'd like to hear from a teller at a bank. I'd like to hear from somebody who works in the banking field to say, you know, tell me if you get a dollar like this in. Of course, if it is on the backside, I suppose there's a slight chance they won't see it if they're running through the money at the bank, if they're facing everything in the correct direction. But I just wonder what their policy is for pulling things out, because I would hate to find out that you're out there spending. Let's say you decide to do this and you don't really figure out what the bank's return policies are on dollars. And you start writing all this stuff down on the backs of these dollar bills. You're filling out half of the dollar with text. And you go and you spend it at a local store. Okay, well, maybe it'll get passed out to somebody else out of the register. Or maybe it'll go into their green bank bag at the end of the night, be taken to the bank, and then within 24 hours pulled out of circulation. Now, wouldn't that be awful to find that out, Mark,
awful? I don't think so. I mean,
yes, it'd be awful if you sat there and spent a bunch of time writing down all this stuff on dollar bills, and it's all being pulled out of circulation.
I think a lot of people have time for hobbies like this, and I think this is a more productive hobby than, say, building model airplanes.
You mean if it only touches one person, it's worthwhile?
And I also believe...
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I believe that it's going to go farther. To me, it makes sense that if you leave the front of the dollar completely untouched, and then on the back, I don't think they're even going to look at
it. Maybe you're right.
When you straighten your drawer, mostly you straighten it up, not down.
That's true, but not everybody straightens, do they? I don't know.
Bankers?
I just wonder. I just wonder about this. That's all. I'd be very...
He's a killjoy, man.
I would look into it. Would you want to find out that all of your dollars are being pulled from circulation?
Bank tellers, call in.
Well,
give us the information.
You know what happens when 1,000 people in a small locality like New Hampshire decide to do that? You know, I mean, you're going to
have
all of the bank tellers
will become educated about the Federal Reserve.
That's a good point.
I just don't know, man. I think it's a fine idea, and I think you should go for it. If that's how you want to, if that's the activism that is motivating and inspiring you, I don't think you should let anybody talk you down from it. I was just trying to come up with some viable suggestions as far as what you might want to research a little bit before you jump into this. That's all. And if that's what is floating your boat, I say do it and get those dollar bills out there. And who knows? Maybe you'll see another one come out of an ATM someday.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your comment.
Hey, thanks for the call and good luck. I've certainly seen mine continue floating around. I've been stamping Free Talk Live for a long time on dollar bills. Actually lost a stamp recently, so I have to get another one. But so I've been stamping Free Keen. In the meantime, I got a Free Keen and a Free Talk Live stamp. And one of our listeners, Mark, in the Boston area was at a cigar shop, and he got one of my Free Talk Live stamp bills down there.
Cool.
So they do make it around. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But this is just a tiny little stamp, whereas you're talking about taking up the entirety of the back of a dollar bill. I just wonder. That's all.
Don't Maybe you stamp on the front and the back?
Yes.
I mean, so you're taking up the real estate of the stamp twice.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you've got some expertise in this area, or you just want to talk about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. So, Mark, you just got off the phone with your wife,
used
Laura.
To be a teller, used to be a bank manager, actually.
And we had somebody on the phone who was suggesting writing like a whole paragraph of stuff on the backside of a dollar bill to get the word out about whatever it is you want to get the word out about. And I suggested you might want to find out what the policy is of banks to pull these things from circulation, because I know they do that. The dollars they consider are destroyed, mutilated, beyond use. So the question is, well, what will a bank teller do if they happen to spot this paragraph written on the backside of a dollar bill? And what was it that she said?
Well, she said that more or less it's up to the teller, and completely up to the teller. Apparently, the teller, essentially, a bank will have a bad money, a destroyed money or old money section that they collect their money in, and then once they get to $100, they can trade it in for, I guess it's in $100 increments at the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve doesn't look at anything, just sets it on fire and, gives you a credit. So it's essentially completely up to the teller.
So these guys could be pulling even a small stamp as well if they decide.
They could decide that your Free Talk Live stamp, freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
On there is just as bad as a diatribe covering the entire back of the dollar. So you have to
just
decide.
That one takes longer than the other to do.
Right. Well, and my opinion is that people look at the front of money, not at the back of money, as much. So you should if you want to. I think that a noticeable stamp on the front is worse than writing on the back. Personally.
Let's go to your calls. Lewis is on the line in New Mexico. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Lewis?
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, we in New Mexico passed out a bunch of bills with the Ron Paul stamps on them. And, that's been over a year ago, and I don't think I've ever seen one given to me either in change or from the bank. And, I mean, we probably handed out statewide in the thousands of those. So I believe that they did pull those as soon as they could get them out of circulation.
I would think that they would find that even more offensive in the sense that you're talking about essentially a presidential campaign advertising on the face of the money. And I know that Ron Paul didn't have anything to do with it. But,
right.
I would think that would be even more egregious than putting your website like freetalklive.com on.
I've had friends call me to say they've gotten Free Talk Live bills back from ATMs and things like that. So, I know for a fact that some of them still are out there. There's no doubt about that. And I can't say I put out it's pretty much just been me that's been stamping Free Talk Live. I mean, I'm sure there's the occasional listener out there doing something like that, but pretty much it's got to be mostly me. I'm sure I didn't put out as many bills as you did with the Ron Paul thing. If you really haven't heard any reports of anybody getting those Ron Paul stamps, you're probably right. A lot of them probably have been pulled out.
Right. There must have been tens of thousands, at least $10,000 nationwide done of that. And, I talk to people about that, and they've never even heard of that. So I'm sure they pulled those right away. And most of the people that I dealt with here in the central part of New Mexico would get new bills, right straight from the bank at a 50 or 100 at a pop and just do it front and
bang,
back.
Bang, bang. Yeah.
And, those are gone. I've never seen anything.
Lucky, actually, I think that the campaign wasn't in some way attacked for that, because there was a case where a movie company put stickers or something like that of the Silver Surfer on the back of quarters, and they were fined in some manner or another. So now they did it in the form of a company, whereas in this case that was done by individuals. I don't know how exactly they would
maybe hold a fine
the,
line, yeah.
Yeah, they would hold the campaign responsible for that, but it's...
Well, Ron Paul had a disassociated campaign, so how do you really find who these people are doing that other than maybe the stamp maker?
I agree with you. However, it's likely they would try to go after Ron Paul. It would seem like, wouldn't it? They would love to go after Ron Paul for something and give him all kinds of trouble in court.
Well, I don't know if they would. That's free speech, especially when it comes to political campaigns. So I don't know how well that would go over.
I don't either.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Lewis. 800-259-9231 as we continue. And we talk to, I believe we have Todd. Todd in Pennsylvania. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk about the opportunities that the presidency of Barack Obama presents. And actually, one of them ties in with what you were just talking about with the dollar bill. You know, Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, who's the tax cheat?
Yes. I think there's been a handful of tax cheats, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's actually been a couple, but he's now the Treasury Secretary, kind of in charge of the IRS, which is super ironic. But besides that, his name will now be appearing on all currency once they start printing new stuff, and people have started a campaign to sell tax cheat stamps, and they're going to stamp tax cheat over his name on all the currency they get. So I think
Does the tax cheat stamp promote anything?
Right, this is
it doesn't promote anything.
What's the point of that?
Right, this is another one of these.
Raise awareness.
No, it doesn't raise awareness. But this is another one of these sort of pro Republican things out there that what you're going to get out of this is at the very best circumstance is a new Treasury Secretary. it's just pointless.
And then,
of course, you're going to have the Republicans on your side. Yeah, let's get them. And they're going to be very, very principled in the beginning. And then what are we going to do? We're going to get more Republican politicians that are going to act like, ba-boo. They party like it's 1999 up there in Washington, D.C., and spending all the money.
That's a silly idea. Nobody's going to look at that.
Propositioning little boys and whatever it is that they're doing up there.
The average American doesn't pay any attention to whoever signs the dollar bills in their pocket. I mean, you're not even directing anybody to a website, so it's completely obscure as to why it is that would be done to a particular dollar bill. I mean, you'd have to count on somebody going and Google searching the text of the stamp to try to figure out what the hell it was.
Well, then you wouldn't forget who this guy was. I mean, I can see a small amount of value in it.
You're also talking about having to get every dollar you have and identifying which ones are the new ones that you actually can stamp, because the other ones you can't stamp because it doesn't have his name on it. And it seems like an incredibly time-consuming activity for what?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, and I think what Ian, I believe, just said, or Mark, I think, actually, is that it would raise, it's just a minor thing that'll help raise people's awareness of the fact that the government that is supposed to be, helping us out and whatnot is actually just completely against us. And I think a good point is that Obama had all these people supporting him and think he's going to be this great new thing that's going to come in and change Washington, clean everything up. But now there are more people paying attention and more people, hoping for something from the government than in recent years. And once they all are let down, I think they'll be a little bit more ripe for the message of, liberty and just that no government's going to help.
I think you're generally right about that. I just don't know if spending your time stamping over some bureaucrat on a dollar bill is going to do much to
you. I agree. I don't think I would spearhead that campaign
exclusively to do. Find something more productive to do with your time, and I thank you for the call. But again, if that really seems like a great idea to you, you should do it. 800-259-9231 is because it's a terrible waste of time. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now, and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the updates. If you want to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, I want to invite you to the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening the first weekend in March in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. We are going to be broadcasting live from the entire event. It's like probably the biggest liberty-oriented convention you've ever attended, with huge names going to be speaking there, like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. Perhaps you've heard of Dr. Mary Ruart if you've been around the liberty movement for a little while. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, and so many more. The whole full list of speakers is there for you at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get the schedule of events at this point, and there is a lot to do. Plus, you can meet hundreds of liberty activists, many of whom have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So great opportunity to come up here and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving individuals. Come on up. Get registered over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I believe that it's now too late to get the hotel discount, but you should probably take a look. Maybe they've extended it. I don't know.
Well, the question really is it too late to get rooms? I mean, you know, at this point, you need to be concerned about getting a room, period. There's no guarantee as to that you're going to get one. So get in there and get it done as quickly as possible.
Head on over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code to save 10%. You can still use that at 2009 FTL is the code. That's 2009 FTL. As we go to your phone calls and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How do I get me a gig on GCN as a talk show host?
Call them.
You can call and submit a demo to them if they're accepting them. If they're looking for new programming, they may be interested in hearing such a thing.
Okay, so I don't have a demo because, of course, I'm not a talk show host yet.
Well, but you have to pretend like you are.
And that they can check your archives and they can hear all this cool
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to cut it. I think you're going to have to actually go through As somebody who's done this before, you're going to actually have to go ahead and make it sound like you are a talk show host on a talk show sounding demo, and you'll have to send that
Here's what I'd recommend, Tom. You know, what he's saying is correct. That's how you would go about it if you wanted to get on GCN, and I don't think that getting on GCN is a bad idea.
You're going to have to do that if you want to get on your local talk station.
I think you need what you need to do is you need to get a setup, and you can go to podcastalley.com, and that will tell you how to get a setup like this put together. And do some podcasts. Put content out there. Start doing your own show.
Having a track record would be helpful, yeah.
Then ask GCN, hey, do you want to take my show? Because, you know, there are people out there that want to hear what you have to say, and you just have to get your show to them. And GCN is one of many ways to deliver. It's a great way because they, you know, help you with radio stations. And, you know, that's what I recommend.
Now, start
making a podcast.
To be fair, though, there have been
else.
Some...
Hmm? There's something else I want to bring up here.
Yeah.
On February the 1st, there was a double fatal crash in Queens, okay? This guy, 27 years old, is facing the charges, okay? Killed were 16-year-old Robert Ogle and 20-year-old Alex Paul, okay? So they never got a chance to drink legally. And here's the way the hate-mongering bigots and Mothers Against Drunk Driving look at this. The suspect has been charged with first-degree assault, first-degree vehicular manslaughter, second-degree manslaughter, third-degree grand larceny, third-degree criminal possession of stolen property, criminally negligent homicide, fourth-degree grand larceny, leaving the scene without reporting a felony, and operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. But, hey, at least he wasn't buying beer for them.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, in regards to the whole callers turning into talk show host thing, it's happened before. That's how Lionel got his start. He was a caller, a frequent caller of the Tampa Bay area talk shows, and then I don't know exactly what the process was that he went through to get the gig. I imagine he still made up a demo for the people
to
make an
air
check. Yeah.
But you know, it's easy to make an air check when you say, well, here's a good show of mine. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you take bits out of the show or whatever. And you need to be somewhat technically minded if to do these things anyway. You need to know how to do it. So I fully recommend, you know, this is it. You know, it's available to everybody now. Anybody with the drive to be a talk show host can do that. Start making your own podcast, and at some point, you know, I don't know, Stefan Molyneux manages to makes money off of simply donations.
Is that right?
Yeah, he lives off of donations on his podcast, and there, you know, I've heard many people that are living off simply the podcast, let alone
right. They don't have a talk radio career to go along with it. They're just doing the podcast. And that's a great way to start. Of course, our friends Toby and Nick.
And you don't have to ask anybody, please, Mother, may I be a talk show host for you.
You just do it.
And
that's what Toby and Nick did with Free Minds Radio. They started doing their podcast version of their television show, and then they started doing a podcast, specifically an audio version of their show, not just the audio track from the TV show, but creating an audio show for their listeners. And they were doing that for, I would say, at least about a year before they had the opportunity to step in over at GCN. So having a track record, that's pretty helpful. It shows that you're serious about the business. It shows you're at least serious about your show. Whereas if you're just calling up to say, hey, I've got a demo I want to show you.
You get that a lot in this business, I'm afraid.
I'd like to try this talk radio thing out. Come back and talk to me after you've got a year under your belt. That's how I would feel about it if somebody were coming to me saying, "Hey, I want to, you know, want to get on your Liberty Radio Network." I would want to see that you've been around for a little while without bailing out of the game. I want to make sure you're going to still be there in another 3 months. So keep that in mind. Those of you who have such aspirations, you can do it. Just you need to get out there and do it yourself before you expect somebody else to pick you up or become responsible.
Yeah, you have to believe in yourself enough to be doing the show, as far as I'm concerned, before I would, you know, take the risk.
I'm being told that by the board operator at GCN that shouting into a tape recorder is not a demo. I guess that's speaking to some of the demos they've been sent.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I can only imagine, too, because we were on this radio station back in the day, WTMY, down in Sarasota, Florida.
Be nice.
Well, what?
I just don't name any names.
Don't name any names? What are you talking about?
You're not going to do it. Come on.
There was this cat named Marty on that station. And WTMY is a business talk radio station. I believe it still is. I haven't tuned in for a long time, obviously, but it was a business talk station, and a lot of these little, small, hole-in-the-wall signals, they got to get the money where they can get it. In fact, even some bigger stations are taking brokered programming, which means that the individual who is on air, the person you're listening to, is actually paying for the airtime.
We've done it, and
we have done it. We were not.
By we, I mean you. I wasn't as big into the show at that time.
We did it to keep our show on the air and to have an on-air venue for it at that time. But a lot of people just do it because, well, number one, a lot of people do it for their business. Like a stockbroker will buy his own show. Or a doctor or a lawyer.
Real estate agent.
Whatever. Some local business person will buy their own show to promote their business. And some of them work really well. Some of them are really into radio, and they love what they do, and that comes across on the air, and it's a listenable show and a useful show in many cases. Some of them, on the other hand, are – I believe you termed him a radio rat. And –
It's a terminology that I've heard in the past, which means that somebody who's really into radio, people are into trains, people are into airplanes, people can tell you all kinds of different stuff about all kinds of different things. Radio rats are into radio; they just love it.
But when you're into airplanes,
but to some extent, you're a radio rat. You're a fan.
It's true. I love radio. There's no doubt about it. But there's a difference between somebody who's into trains and then somebody who is playing with their train set while on the air at a radio station. I mean, that's essentially what the Marty show was he would get in and have a train wreck on the air every single show. And since he was paying for the airtime, nobody said anything to him about it. When I would go in there, I'd try to give the guy suggestions as to how he could, make things sound a little bit better. Like talk into the microphone instead of being over here. Talk right into it. That's the kind of stuff you want. All right, 800-259-9231. So make sure you've got the basics down before you take a demo into any kind of talk radio station or a syndicate. More on the way, you can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things you can do. Most of them are completely free, some very low cost, to help get the show into more ears around the world and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. See the whole list for yourself. That's promote.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
And back to your phone calls. We talked to David in Missouri. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, there's a lot of stuff I could talk about.
Sure.
But I guess one thing that's really bothering me is these government agencies, namely the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal the Food and Drug Administration. The Food and Drug Administration recently banned the use of albuterol inhalers. You know, the inhalers that you know we use for asthma control.
Sure, I've heard of inhalers. I don't know what's in them.
Well, this albuterol is a bronchial dilator, and it helps people with asthma when they're in an emergency. You know, they can't breathe, they're choking. All right, so all these years, the Food and Drug Administration has been telling us it's okay to use this. Now all of a sudden they banned it because it damages the ozone layer, but yet...
Oh, no.
Yet all these years they've been telling us we can inhale this into our lungs and that's okay.
When was the last time you heard about the ozone layer?
It's been a long time.
I mean, did the government fix that problem, or did we just find out that, oh, yeah, that the CFCs, they don't really do anything?
Right. Well, they're just nuts. I mean, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. They also decided to make vitamin B6 a drug, classify it as a drug. I mean, who in the hell, excuse my language, but who in the heck is in charge here? I mean, and by the way, I mean, I kind of, you know, I'm a little bit active, so, you know, I'm kind of, you know, on top of things, and I every now and then monitor the Federal Register. Now, in 2006, the USDA entered a proposed rule, and that's the way they do things. They enter proposed regulations or rules via the Federal Register, and then they take comments on it, And then if, you know, there's no great big huge uproar or objections, then it goes into, becomes a rule. Okay. So they said that they decided that they would not need to inspect boxed beef being imported into this country from other member countries because sufficient measures were already in place in those countries that we were importing from. And I thought, what the heck? You know, what is the USDA's job anyway?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they're bureaucrats, so everything they do is completely arbitrary. But you know, on the other hand, I am in total support of abolishing the USDA and the FDA and simply allowing...
Amen, brother.
Well, right. I mean, just, as far as the beef inspections are concerned, I would leave it up to the vendors,
right.
I mean, the distributors to do that.
What it draws up in people's minds, the USDA, is they imagine guys, dark-haired, thick glasses with the birth control frames going case by case through cold refrigerators checking beef and checking all the things that the USDA checks, because I see that USDA sticker on beef sometimes, so they must check that. So
yeah.
they you know, just hordes of guys that come
right.
in, or you know, they ride around in a semi with a little disc on the top, radar disc on the top,
yeah.
just looking for bad people doing bad things, and then they'll pour out into a farm, and oh my god, and the fact is the USDA doesn't do crap. They're a bunch of bureaucrats that sit around and do very little, and now they want to do less, and
not only that, I mean they're proposing now that every livestock animal, approximately 30 species, need to be electronically identified and then tracked and then reported.
Which is going to be a huge cost. That's going to be a huge cost for the mom and pop farms out there, by the way, as compared to
you guys
the big
know
guys.
About it.
Yep. Yeah, Jim Babka over at DownsizedDC.org has been covering that one for a little while.
Yeah. Well, there's no NAIS.org. This is good information on there. We've been fighting that for years, and we've made some headway in Missouri. Actually, we have we've managed to get legislation in place. And it's not great, but it's better than nothing,
What does the legislation involve? What does it
do? Funding. I mean, and, allowing, the first thing we did in Missouri was we got the appropriations stopped. So, when you stop funding, then nothing can happen.
Who did you stop funding of? I'm confused.
Well, okay, they had an NAIS coordinator who was a veterinarian, and he was heading up the program.
Uh-huh.
Now, Missouri had allowed a certain amount of funding for that, and they were getting matching funds from the federal government.
Got it.
Okay. You see how that works. Cooperative agreements.
So what part of the funding did you stop? The state funding?
Well, yeah, we stopped the state funding, therefore the federal funds stopped.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the program has basically been stopped dead in its tracks in Missouri. Is that what you're saying?
No, we just kind of threw a monkey wrench into the
cause, as it were.
They're still pushing it. I mean, they said they're going to make it mandatory, even though they've been saying that it's going to be voluntary at the federal level, whatever the heck that means.
Yeah, they think taxes are voluntary. I mean, let's just you got to get the viewpoint of the bureaucrats straight. I was watching some videos by a guy named Jan Helfeld. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Maybe it's Helfield, but he's got a YouTube channel, and he's got these old videos of him interviewing politicians that he's put up there. Some of them, I guess, are newer, but many of them look like they're from back in the 90s. But he corners these guys. I mean, big name politicians. He corners them with liberty minded questions and gets them to just look like total jackasses on film, but it's amazing listening to them just slime their way out of these tough questions and actually claim that taxes are voluntary because, the government, even though they'll admit that it's using force on people, it's not the same as other people that use force, and therefore it's okay. And because you are in a democracy, therefore you're volunteering.
And that's one thing, we're in a democracy. We're in a democratic republic, and people forget to add on that republic part.
What do you think the difference is?
Well, a democracy is where 10 wolves and a sheep decide what's for dinner.
And we don't have that?
No. I mean, what we got is corruption in the federal government. You know, I mean, well, and even the state, talking to one of the state senators here, and he was trying to get a hold of one of the federal senators, and the guy wouldn't return his call. You know, and I said, why do you think that is? He says, I don't know. And, you know, something, but something.
Well, that's
happened.
Your representative republic for you there. I mean, look, I think the difference between a democracy and a representative republic is that in a democracy, everybody's voting for whatever, and then in a representative republic, everybody votes for the person that they claim is going to so-called represent them, and then they go and they do what they want.
I
so
think
really,
we've proven that, that essentially.
Done right, guys. It's
no,
fair.
You can't do it right,
I agree
friend.
That you can do it right. However,
no, you can't do it.
I don't think
yes, you're
right.
Cynical. You're cynical.
It doesn't have anything to do with cynicism. What it has to do with is forcing your neighbor to do things. And the government system, whether it's run by the people that are the right people or the people that are the wrong people, is inherently a violent, coercive system, and there is no right way to enact violence on your neighbor.
Okay, well, what's the scripture? Money is the root of all evil.
It's poppycock, and it's nonsense.
The love of money is the root of all of it.
The love of money, thank you.
I love money.
You know, there's all manner of distractions out there. You know, talking about that guy, you know, was talking about writing stuff on dollar bills and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, rather than write messages on dollar bills, go to your state capital, people.
And do what?
I don't think they care.
They do here. I disagree with my partner.
There are some statesmen out there. Believe it or not, there are some statesmen.
I don't care if they're statesmen. You know, they're advocating violence against my neighbors and myself, and I don't appreciate that. Thank you for the call.
I agree that a representative republic can work. I think that what we need to do is
can
have
work
a super
to
majority.
Extract money from people by force? Is that what you mean? To work better at that?
I think that...
What do you mean but when it can
I
work?
I think that the reason that your philosophy has any kind of traction is because we have such a bad system. If we had a system that worked better, you'd have no traction.
Yeah, like not hurting people that want to opt out? That'd be great. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.